Life is the one word in your many languages that comes closest to carrying the meaning that some of you are seeking to express when you use the word Allah, or God, or Brahman, Vishnu, or Shiva, and that you hope describes or can be a container for the stuff that God is. In one word, life is the stuff that God is. Life is. Life is that which is. It has no shape, no form, no gender. It has no color, no fragrance, no size. It is all shapes, all forms, all colors, fragrances, and sizes. It is both genders and that which is genderless as well. There is nothing life creates that is not life itself. All that you see everywhere around you is life expressing. Life is everything. It runs in and through everything. You are life expressing, and life is you expressing itself as you. Everybody else is life expressing. There is no one, not a single living being, who is not an expression of life. Even those you consider the worst among you are an expression of life. Now play a little trick on yourself. Play a little game. Replace the word life with the word God and see what happens. Watch your mind go crazy. Make the same statement, the same exact statement as above, but use the word God in place of the word life and watch what your mind does with it.
Okay, here goes. God is. God is that which is. God has no shape, no form, no gender. God has no color, no fragrance, no size. God is all shapes, all forms, all colors, fragrances, and sizes. God is both genders and that which is genderless as well. There is nothing God creates that is not God itself. All that you see everywhere around you is God expressing. God is everything. It runs in and through everything. You are God expressing, and God is you expressing itself as you. Everybody else is God expressing. There is no one, not a single living being, who is not an expression of God. Even those you consider the worst among you are... Even those you consider the worst among you are an expression of God.
Now, was that easy to say and accept?
Well, for me, yes. For some others, probably not. Some people would find the first statement perfectly reasonable and the second statement blasphemous.
That is because some of you have an imagining that God is not life, but rather that God stands outside of life, creating life, but not being it. Yet I tell you this, the words life and God are interchangeable. When you understand this, you will understand the basis of the new spirituality, and you'll have a one-word definition of tomorrow's God, and you'll have the makings of an almost automatic inner guidance system for living the new spirituality that can change the collective experience on your planet.
It's just so hard to accept a God who says that we don't have to believe in God. I mean, I'm so used to a demanding God who not only says that I have to believe in Him, but tells me exactly how I have to believe in Him, what I have to believe about Him, and why I have to believe in Him.
Do you think that life cares whether you believe in life? Life doesn't go away, and it doesn't treat you any differently depending upon how you feel about it. Life simply is, and your believing in it or not believing in it does nothing to change that or to affect it. Life will not punish you if you don't believe in life, nor will life reward you if you do. Life does not objectively create rewards and punishments. Life is a process.
But if the words God and life are interchangeable, this would mean that God is a process.
That's correct.
God is a process?
That's correct.
What's the process that God is?
Life.
Full circle.
Yes. And this is the fifth important difference between yesterday's God and tomorrow's God. Tomorrow's God is not a singular super being, but the extraordinary process called life.
Well, this is not a small thing here. I mean, this is not an insignificant change in our theological constructions. For some, this is a major shift. For some, this is blasphemy.